Slacker and Steve.
Anybody want a dog?
Because yeah,
I'm getting
actually.
Rid of... No. Oh, too soon.
You just lost yours.
Aaron just lost. I think I'm going to have to get rid of Moxie because...
Why?
I'm not actually, but there's a story where a woman had to be hospitalized for 3 days because of her dog.
What? He attacked her?
I don't know if we can talk about it. As many times as I read this title, I don't understand
what happened.
How it happened.
I'm going to go ahead and just read the headline that's concerning Aaron the most. Woman hospitalized for 3 days after dog poos on her face while sleeping.
Oh, what?
No, the dog wasn't sleeping.
Yeah, I was going to say, which one?
He was sleep pooing.
Yeah.
What?
I just want you to know in advance, we want to hear the stories of your pets causing damage. We call it pet damage because... This will change your life forever. Like, I've never even imagined my dog being able to poo on me.
Amen.
Like, on my body, let alone on my face.
Yeah.
And let's go one step further, hitting the mark of my mouth.
Oh, whoa. Hey.
Yeah, it feels very intentional for the dog to go. Normally, you'd think they'd go to a corner or try to hide it or something.
Most dogs do.
Yeah.
That's vindictive.
This is a real shot across
the... I mean, it was a chihuahua, so...
Yes, it's the woman's pet chihuahua, Belle, got ill in the middle of the night. And here's a quote from her. I suddenly felt something squirt in my mouth.
Okay.
It's so gross.
It was disgusting, and I was hurling violently for hours after.
Oh.
I just couldn't get the taste out of my mouth.
Oh.
End quote. The daughter took Belle to the vet while mom is puking up diarrhea.
Oh.
That's so
backwards. Hershey squirt.
From your mouth. From a dog.
The dog's just looking like, blame that on the dog, huh?
The vet said the pooch has a nasty stomach bug, but then eventually the mom, after taking painkillers for stomach cramps and whatnot, her symptoms got worse, and she had to be hospitalized because she got some sort of massive infection. How does Belle get, like, everybody's right. Your dog, when they don't feel good, like when my dog did damage when she was dying, she crawled under the Christmas tree. It's like, I need to hide. The shame of me pooing liquid is horrifying. They're not going to climb up on my face and, like, get all situated.
That's vindictive.
It does. It feels intentional.
It does. And how do you not feel your dog climbing onto your face?
Oh, yes, there's that. Oh.
All right. So I'm sorry. I need a second.
I know. Oh. We do.
You guys are about to yak?
You're
going to yak.
I try not to. Here's why.
You're not going
to
throw up diarrhea too, right?
Here's my thing.
Is it that thick diarrhea or is it like the runnier diarrhea?
No, you're not going to get me on this.
Light brown, dark brown.
Only Aaron could get me on this and she's not going to. You haven't had a dog.
Is it beef stew-like?
So you don't know. There are key words that you could say right now. That
hamburger
would say
gravy.
Nope.
No.
There are words about a dog's diarrhea that only happened to a dog.
Aaron, what is it?
I don't
It smells hot.
Yeah. Hot was the word I was thinking.
Hot. It's like hot.
It's hot.
You can't describe it, but it's just hot. And even when you're not near it, it's hot.
It could be sitting there for hours.
And it's hot. It could be sitting in the Arctic. And then you walk by, you're like, ooh, hot diarrhea. Right there. Okay, so we don't want all your pet damage stories to, one, be about dogs.
Okay.
Two, be about poop.
Mm.
It can be about any pet you have and the type of damage they did. And in fact, I'd almost applaud you if it didn't have diarrhea in it. So we want to hear your pet damage stories, 303-222-5423, or text us at 51059.
I think my favorite story that I've seen was about a bunny.
Okay.
Because you think, a bunny, super cute, just kind of hops around, hits its tail, whatever.
Okay.
Chewing up a bunch of big brand designer purses.
A bunny.
She's a bunny for a pet.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh,
those two things don't go together.
What's that?
Nobody buys Louis bags and has a bunny for a pet.
That is a lot.
That's not the same person. One lives in a trailer.
No.
Hold on. No way. Nobody buying Louis bags has a bunny.
Yeah.
Nobody has a bunny can get a Louis bag.
Yeah, there's some about stuffing hay into a cage.
Ta-da!
Yeah, I'm with you.
The smell of a bunny cage does not go with Hermes. It just But the bunny eats the bags.
That should be their tagline. Yeah.
They should do that at the Hermes store when you've made an appointment. It's like, tell me about your pets. Bunny? No, be gone. Off with you. You can have a lobster for a pet, but you can't have a bunny.
Mm.
So how many? Do you know how many bags it destroyed?
I don't know how many, but it was like 3,000 pounds worth of damage.
Okay.
The heck?
Physical pounds, or that's
no,
the
no,
British?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
The British
money.
Currency.
Yeah.
I got 3,000 pounds worth of designer bags. But, I mean, Moxie has destroyed so much stuff
already.
What is
going on?
Well, because she gets separation. I mean, she's fine now. The CBD has helped her a ton.
Okay.
But she would just, she gets separation anxiety, and she's like, so I open all the like sliding shades or whatever, but any shutter that she could get to, she wants to get it open. She's like, well, maybe he's out. Maybe he's out here. So then she would just get up and try, and she can't, she lacks the opposable thumb necessary to open a shutter.
Yeah.
So she just eats through the shutter.
Dang.
It's so confusing. You think like, cause you go home and then you spend all night with her and stuff. You think she'd be like, okay, you're,
he's coming back.
Or just like, he's not that great.
Shut
like,
up.
He's, like, I mean, like, I don't need to claw my way to get to him. Like it'll be fine.
All right. So if your dog, cat, ferret,
yeah,
bunny, lizard, Komodo dragon, whatever
nice.
You have, whatever kind of pet has done some damage in your life, we want to hear your story. Please, it's got to be hot diarrhea.
Hot diarrhea.
303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
Pretty much all of us in the studio are scarred from a woman's story where her dog had, yeah.
It had that really hot...
Yes, poo.
Dia.
In her mouth.
In her mouth.
Yep. So she got really, really sick. It's inspired. Stop, why are you laughing, man?
She
almost died from poo in her mouth.
It's but that dog was vindictive, had it intentionally.
There's no way it's not.
Right, that's not an accident.
I don't... I'm not young, and I've never accidentally...
Right.
Okay, so we want to hear your pet damage stories. Pablo...
Hey there, hi there, ho there.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. You just wanted us to say that, didn't you?
I said it. Oh, awesome.
Oh.
Cool, man.
All right, so what's your pet damage story?
So when I was a kid, I asked for a Rottweiler. So I know Santa Claus is real because my brother came home with a Rottweiler. And so I got a Superman watch that year, and he ate it off of my wrist.
Oh, you didn't just eat it while you were, like, storing it next to your bed.
No,
he decided, I'm eating it off of him.
Yeah, I was trying to play with him, and then he, like, bit onto my watch, and he tore that whole thing off. And he caused me some psychological damage, brother.
Did he swallow your watch?
Yeah, I don't think he swallowed it. I don't remember him swallowing it, but he certainly bit it off my watch when I was a kid.
That is
I'm very scared of dogs.
Yeah, that's
now.
Damaging.
Yeah.
So then you have no Superman watch, and you have a very violent dog that you're afraid of.
I know.
You sound like you're still damaged, Pablo.
Oh.
Thank you for the call, man. Sharon.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I love you guys. I think you're very funny. So we have had this new puppy in our new home in about like 1975. And we cornered him off in the kitchen, put a little gate so he couldn't go out of the kitchen because we didn't want him on the carpeting. So what he does is he starts scratching at the wall. So he ruined the drywall in our new kitchen.
They eat dry. How do
they just try? They just have anxiety, man.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
We were talking, Steve, out of ever getting a pet here. And then.
Yeah, no, get a pet because they're worth it. But this is what he did. What he did was scratched it enough and then he chewed on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
and they can't.
No diarrhea story, though.
No, but like, then you're torn because you're like, I want to replace the drywall, but then he's just going to do it again. Like, you don't know.
Then we got a crate. What we did was when we weren't there,
we crated up the drywall. Don't solve the actual problem. No, that's great. Thank you, Sharon. Sue.
Yes.
What's your pet damage?
Our dog had some anxiety and was in the backyard during the day and thought he needed in the house really bad. And so he ate a siding off the house.
Yep. the siding now. Yep.
When they think you're hiding from them,
what?
They're going to remove all obstacles, including your house itself. Is this a load-bearing wall? I'm a dog. I don't know. I'm going in anyway. Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Yeah. So yeah. What do you
all
do
after
that?
All the way down to the studs.
Yeah. All the way down to the studs.
Okay.
Nice. That's an amazing story. Thank you, Sue. Hannah.
Yep.
Doggy or pet damage, what do you got?
Yeah, hi, guys. So I had a golden retriever. Her name is Emma, and she was straight from hell. And she ate through, you know, you have that wicker patio furniture actually plastic. It's not wood anymore. It's plastic.
Yeah, it is.
She ate the entire set of patio furniture one day while we were at work. So we came back. You could not sit in it. You couldn't even identify parts of it because it was all over my
backyard.
She
didn't swallow it. She was just like, watch me dismantle this like a Lego set.
Yes, just tornadoed through it. Yeah, some of that like separation anxiety. I believe she had some of that. The other thing that she did, though, she ate through the entire electrical panel on the outside of the house. So
that
one is the one that has like the landline so you can have a phone line.
Oh,
no one has a phone line anymore. She ate through the entire panel. So we can no longer have a landline at our house until we get like it all dug up through the whole entire neighborhood.
Nice.
I'm guessing she electrocuted herself about 14 times. But again, we weren't home, so...
I blame you
really
for
care.
Buying wicker.
It's your fault. And by coating your telephone wire in hamburger, that's probably a problem.
I will tell you, we do have like the iron patio furniture now.
Yes, you do.
You gotta go with something inedible. Thank you, Hannah. Natasha.
Yay.
Pet damage, what do you got?
So I'm offended because I have two bunnies and I have designer bags.
Lies.
So you're lying.
We had a story
bunnies
earlier.
Bags,
like,
yeah.
You're either a bunny person or you're a Louie, but you're not both.
You can't be both.
No, I'm both. I'm both. We have free range bunnies and I have nice bags. So.
Oh, no. You don't have bunnies. If they're free range bunnies, you just feed feral bunnies.
Listen, no. They're fancy bunnies.
Okay, so you have fancy feral bunnies, but they don't come in the house. You don't have a bunny cage in your house next to
your
anything. Yes, you just don't.
No, they're litter trained. They have their own room.
Lies.
Your bags are the bunnies.
Yes, I believe, yes. Your bags are probably trained. But. Thank you, Natasha. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult people. Melissa.
Yay.
What's your pet damage?
I was just saying standard puppy stuff. She was just really sneaky. I had like a 2-month-old baby at the time when my husband got the dog, so she was a puppy, but she queued up. We didn't have a sprinkler system, so he like self-rigged some. Like he had little hoses going, and he had like a timer plugged in and everything to like 4 sprinklers in our backyard.
Yeah,
and
they'll dandle. They just want to know what's going on.
Mojo dug up a pipe of yours.
And it was buried properly, so it was like 3 feet down.
Dang.
Yeah, he brought the whole thing to me.
She just chewed up all, like our backyard entirely. She chewed up that whole sprinkler system, our seats off our swing set for our older kid,
a
and
swing
our
set.
Just tore the whole thing apart. She was just crazy about it though.
Oh my God, that reminds me. My childhood dog, I remember. Raina. My parents, like, there was some time we didn't have our fence had blown down in the backyard, so they chained her to a swing set that we had. And I remember telling my mom, "Hey, there goes the swing set." And she was like, "What?" And no, she carried the swings. She was just this isn't strong enough to hold me back. She was like, "I'm going to the park. I'm bringing a swing set to the park, everybody."
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.